Blog Talk Radio.
I wish there was a video game to teach you your ancestor name. I wish there was a phone number like 1-800-SAVE-YOUR-BROTHER. I'm thankful for the radio station, not afraid to put the truth in rotation. But there is certain information that you can only get in conversation with young people. We'll talk to
old people.
It would make us shine.
Welcome to First Ladies Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Suzlyn McDonald, and I'd like to say welcome, welcome again. If you'd like to call in, the phone number being area code 347-324-5730. Again, the number is area code 347-324-5730, and I say again, good morning. Well, we've been talking about building foundations and restructuring and knowing the difference, knowing that the foundation has to be strong in order for, let's say like this. They say a house divided will not stand. And we have been talking about rebuilding the family unit, starting from the foundation. You know, when a house is, when you buy a house, a lot of times you have to go and check the structure, check the walls, and make sure there's no cracks in it. And if you find that there are imperfections in the home and you're able to afford to do so, you do a renovation if it's not where you want it, or even if you just want to make changes. A lot of times you buy a piece of you buy a land and a home is on there, but you've already made up in your mind, I love the land, but I don't like the house. The structure is not solid. And we've been talking about, rebuilding the solid foundation of the family unit. Then we went into who are the four pillars, the four pillars of the house. You know, when you build a home, the foundation is set and they have four corners, and it's so amazing. Everything that is done, it's done basically biblical. If you look now, there is when we talk about that, I'm saying it's north, east, west, and south. And I never really thought about it that way because most people say north, south, east, west, but I say north, east, west, and south, meaning news. Everything God does is not just subliminal; it's straight out information. He was letting us know. Us being here on this earth, there is news that we're supposed to travel constantly that will grow us, that will make us better. And so I was thinking about that part. And then I sat down and last week we've been talking about collaboration. So today's show is going to be a combination of all of the above, the foundation, the collaboration. And our show today is talking about recognizing your value. We are originals, each and every one of us. When God actually decided to, with Adam and Eve, he had Adam, he created him from the dirt, from the sand, from the ground. I mean, he didn't just blow him and he was here. And even with Eve, he took a portion, took a rib from Adam and he created her. They're the originals. And the clear thought that you should have every time you look in the mirror. Even we were talking about last week, I have sisters, and we look like triplets. My oldest sister, she looks like us, but there's a variance there. My sister, Jerusha, we look a lot alike. But then she has the blonder hair. Her eyes are a little darker than mine. Then you have Maria that looks like a lioness. And there's a difference there. Then we have one brother. And that's my brother Jeff. And he looks like us. But again, he's taller. And there is a difference there. So anything that God does, he does an original first. But then we started talking about painting. And I was talking about how God actually used a wide brush when he started to create the earth and in creating each one of us. He took a wide brush. I don't know if you've ever painted or anything, but when you get the canvas, you can either start very small or you can take a wide brush and you can make one stroke that'll cause you to start to dream and the visions will come alive of what's going to go on that canvas. Well, when God started with the canvas that was just nothing there. And every time he created something, he'd stand back and look at it and he'd say, that's good. Except for when he got to woman. When he finished with woman, he said, now that's very good. And if you think I'm kidding, you could check the scriptures on that. But anyway, while really paying attention to that, you know, God gave me today's show, recognizing your value. And then I started to put, I am an original. But he wanted to be with that broad stroke again. So he said, as an affirmation, we are the original. There's a number on each and every one of us. Even when you're born, think about our Social Security number. Nobody has the exact Social Security number. You may start out with the first, five digits, but the last four or the last two of your social are different from someone else because it's the number of recognition. Getting back to the painting and being an original. When, matter of fact, I have a friend that just left. It's moving away, and she brought me the most amazing painting over that her father did. And I looked in the bottom to see if there was a number, and it's not on the painting, but like all things in such amazing ways, the number is on the back. But that shows me the authenticity of the painting and the value. I have number two, and my sister has number three. His daughter has number one and the original. So it comes down to when God is creating each one of us, he made us so different that even if you look like each other, there's something about you that your number is different from the other person, even in your family. And the key to that is, the reason for doing that is so that if everybody looked alike and if everybody acted alike and talked alike, had the same thought pattern, it'd be like that movie of old, The Stepford Wives. Remember, the wives would be dressed in the same dresses, the same hairdo. The husbands would do the same thing, and they'd all return home the same time. They'd sit down to dinner. And it was robotic. But even in serving God, he doesn't care about us being robotic. He wants us to serve him authentically. He wants us to be authentic in everything we do, transparent, authentic. And so the tag for today that I've been working with today is knowing your origin. Are you numbered? And in that, on Monday, we were talking about numbering the paintings. And anything that God does, how Satan will pervert it. You know, they talk about the mark of the beast. There's going to be a mark of the beast, a number, 666. Well, anything that God does again, Satan tries to pervert it. And again, now we're going to go back because I don't think that he deserves all of that. But going back again, whenever you get an authentic, original painting that carries a huge value, it has a number on it. That number lets us know, and as a matter of fact, it doesn't go more than like 20, if I'm correct. The numbers that are on there lets you know how many prints, but the 00 is the original. And the amazing part of that is that I am a 00. You are 00. Now, what are you going to do with it? Now comes in the part where we talk about collaboration. When we talk about collaboration, which we were talking about last week, when we had Dr. Judith on, and my co-host is not with me today, that's why you only hear one voice. When we talk about collaboration, that's when you come together, two separate entities come together, and then you can think of this as your parents. When they came together, the thing that happened was you. Mating love, mating how, you know, when you're born, there's only one of you. Now, even if there's a twin, there's only one, or there's two, because only one will pass through the canal first. That's 00. The second one is 01. And for me, that's been it's been so enlightening, because now I know my value. In my family, I know my value. But most of all, independently, I know my value. Again, if you'd like to call in and kind of chime in and jump into the conversation, the phone number here is area code 347-324-5730. Again, the number is 347-324-5730. Now, getting back into the recognizing your value. Again, we're still talking about the amazing broad stroke of a paintbrush that differentiates you from any other painting that's on the wall if you're at an art gallery. Even it's so amazing because another painter will be able to look at that and tell you what number brush was used. Again, authenticity, knowing the origin of your canvas. I am my canvas. Knowing the origin. A lot of people do it, and now I've been doing it for a while, and I'm very interested in doing it, and I'm doing my ancestry. And as a matter of fact, if you decide you want to do it, you should really go on and do the saliva test. It's so interesting because although I'm born here in America, my descendants and my origin, it shows me where I started, where my bloodline started. And that's part of our tag today, the bloodline. Where did the bloodline or the broad stroke, what type of paint was the first stroke on the canvas in the process of building this painting? You, me. But there's a bloodline from way before my time, you know, especially being African American. There's the African part of it. And then it started to venture off and tell me the vein of the blood, the descendants, and my descendants and me being the blood in my very fiber. And while doing that, I actually could close my eyes. And I was able to see the value of the original start to where I am now that makes me so different, that makes me the original. So again, getting back to collaboration, recognizing your value, and we are an original. Even when you reproduce the seed from the man and the combination of the two, but out of all of that that takes place, speaking of that broad stroke, I want you to really visualize your hand, not on just the small painting brush. I want you to just grasp the wide stroke brush and imagine making just a stroke up and over. In that up and over, the place of my origin, knowing your origin, and coming down through the line of the mating between different people that brought me to who I am today. After I did the Ancestry.com, I began and was able to see basically my start. Who was the first? So now my intrigue is to find out who was the first of the first. Who was the one that was the original canvas? What type of paint was used? What number brush in the small strokes to get to my DNA? was used? What was the collaboration? Who were the two people that started this whole journey for me? And then who were the two that brought me forth? I know who those are, my mom and my dad. I know who they are. But just being able to recognize our value, not just our DNA, but everything that goes with it. Being born here in Las Vegas, you know, you grew up watching and seeing a lot of stars, the Diana Rosses, Sammy Davis Jr., Frank Sinatra, and a variety more, but those are the ones, Elvis. But being able to see these people and watch them in their rehearsals, recognizing the value of them being on that stage. Everything we do is an action and a reaction. And when recognizing your value, you must stop, look, listen. Because there is someone that's going to speak volumes in your life. I know when you speak to someone, you want to make sure above all things that you're speaking life to people. Don't speak the negative, because you can mess a person up from their youth that will cause them to not know their value, not recognizing how valuable they are and how we as the senior or the children, we need to be spoken into in a positive manner. You know, even at my age, I know who I am. And when people speak opposite of that, I recognize they don't know my number. They don't know that I'm the 00, the original. And it's okay, because that's their issue. So I really don't have to deal with that part of it. I love the fact that the mother that I grew up with made sure that each and every one of us understood that there is a difference, that you are an original. You are the original. And that's something that I've watched my sisters do with their children and I've done with mine, reminding them, with you being an original, there is a responsibility that you carry. You know, even in the Bible it says, we die because of lack of knowledge, or my people die because of lack of knowledge. Well, you're also responsible for everything that you do know. Very important. You are now responsible for everything that you know. Anything that you're taught, you're responsible for it. So you got to know your number. I don't know about you, but I'm 00. And I love the fact that I'm learning that I am the 00. Nothing. The number is nothing and nothing, because it's an original. Then when they go to 01, that means you were created from the original, meaning you can be either another. Sometimes painters will actually paint the same painting, but there's a variance in there. If you look at it, there will have a difference because something grew in that one, or he took something from it. And then when you get to the other numbers, it's the same thing. Well, with you being a 00, the original, nothing can be taken from it. So we're going to stick to the title now, as I said, recognizing your value. We are the original. Knowing your number, you're a 00. And you know, it used to be, that especially when you think in the world, they say, oh, the young lady you're dating or the guy that you're dating, is he a 10? No, he's a 00. He's the original. No, she's not a 10. She's a 00. She is the original. That is the place that all of us need to get with each other. When I pray, it's my 00. It's just between me, the 00, to the highest form, God. And me coming in as a 0, if you think about it, 0 plus anything else, the numbers can keep going. But it can only have the value of the number before you draw the line or put the equal sign. If you do 0 plus zero minus zero is zero. Zero plus zero is still zero. But when you go zero minus one, if you take away that one, it's still zero. But if you do zero plus one, it's still one. So, I mean, it's kind of crazy the way that we need to really go back to the elementary fundamentals to recognize your value and that you are the original. I'm so excited about the fact that I'm able, you know, it says for each one of us, we need to know how to encourage ourselves. And it's funny because in the midst of all of that, I have learned how to encourage myself. And in that encouragement, even when I don't feel like it, I'm still encouraging myself. I'll stand in the mirror. That's why I tell you when we do the show, stand in front of the mirror. Get you a mirror or put one right in front of you, a small makeup mirror. And look at yourself as you are actually talking, because then you minister to yourself. Encourage yourself. Strengthen your own self before you go out into the world. The world's going to tell you what you're not and devalue you. But when you walk out the door and you have already spoken into your own life, spoken of your value to yourself, there's nothing anybody can do to take away what you are before you left home. Each one of us have value, and it's important. Just think if there weren't any valuable situations in our life. Think about your jewelry. Would you prefer to have a cubic zirconia, or would you prefer to have a real diamond? I'm a diamond, darling. Would you prefer to have a garnet or the ones that they do with cubic zirconias? No, I want the original. You think about designers that design clothes. I love this young man here in Las Vegas. His name is David DuPaz. Amazing. Simply amazing. I love his work. And the thing that I love the most is that he doesn't do but one or two of a piece. So I want the 00. I want the original. Make that original on me first. I'll be my own mannequin that you can get exactly what you want out of it. That's why also, if you think about it, especially women, when you go shopping again, you make sure you think about how different or how can you make this different than any of the other paintings, I mean the clothes that you're buying. Nobody wants to actually wear the same dress or be in the same shoes. But you can take those shoes and you can put something on it, a bow, or you can take the dress and add jewelry and change the dynamics of the whole out. So I wanted just to remind you, and I'm coming pretty close to the end of the show today, recognize your value. Speak into yourself before you even leave home. You know, get up in the morning, pray. Meditate on the things that are amazing. Meditate on what you want your day to be. You can change the atmosphere if it's raining outside. Find the joy in it. I remember when I was in Ohio, and I had started to feel very lonely because I had no family of my own there. You know, I'm very close to my sisters and my brother. And God woke me up one morning, and he said, go to the mirror, and I want you to try this. And when I walked to the mirror, he said, look out the window, because there was a window in my bathroom. And I looked out the window, and I saw a cardinal, the bird. And he said, find the joy. And I realized I had forgotten to be an original. I lost my spark. I lost my fire. So every morning now I get up and I find the joy. I actually search it out before I do anything else, because that sets the tone for the day for me now. Find the joy. Recognize your value. And recognize that you're an original. This is First Lady's Blog Talk Radio. It's been a pleasure to speak with you. And I tell you what, if you'd like to contact us, we have a Facebook page, First Ladies. And I'd like for you also, we're on Twitter, First Ladies. Contact us on there. If you have questions, let me know. I'd like to be able to continue this show, that I'm staying transparent, open, and not only open, willing to share, that each and every one of us will know our value and know that we are an original. Again, I'd like to thank you, our sponsors today, Hands of Comfort Foundation, which is a nonprofit organization that deals directly with anything that's traumatic to you. And also, if in the event you have the need to go to, you need a ministry or you need to go into the church or you need to go to a church, which is the hospital, you can go to Destined for Glory Ministry. That's Pastor Tony Howard and Lady Kathy Howard. I'd like for you to have an amazing day. And remember, without a dream, we perish. Not only if we don't communicate and talk to each other, we're at a loss. Please recognize your value. Tell it to the young people. Tell them who they are. Don't tell them who they aren't. They'll figure that out later. And then remind them that they're an original and they are very, very valuable to each and every one of us. I'd like for you to have an amazing day. Again, this is First Ladies Blog Talk Radio. We are here every Monday and Friday, 10 a.m. to 10:30 Pacific Time. Join us, and if you have a need, remember, you can call Hands of Comfort Foundation, 702-683-6373. Have a great day, and I thank you so much for being with me. Together, there's so